Hey everybody, my name is Ninos. I'm a exercise science and pre-med major at North Park University.
And my name is Andy, and I am a chemistry and exercise science double major at North Park University as well. And today we are going to talk to you about the relationship between resistance training and sleeping patterns.
So before we actually get into the research, we conducted a number of interviews and asked our participants whether or not they exercise and what they think the relationship is between resistance training and sleep.
Hi, I'm Joe. I do work out and I do resistance training mixed with plyometrics and a little bit of cardio thrown in. And I feel that it has a positive impact on my sleep and that I get more restful sleep and maybe a little bit more REM cycle sleep.
Hi, my name is Miriam Daniel. I work out and I incorporate resistance training through half my workout, and it does affect my sleep for the most part in a positive way. I can sleep throughout the night without any trouble or waking up and get a full, 7 to 8 hours of sleep. But I do sometimes still feel tired after waking up. So maybe if I incorporate more resistance training, it'll help.
Hello, my name is Nora Odisho. I just recently began working out resistance training 2 times a week in a boot camp class. Before that, I was not working out at all. And I've been under a lot of stress lately and have been having a lot of trouble sleeping. So I noticed that on the days that I would attend my boot camp, this resistance training would be the only times I ever felt relief from this stress. And when I went home to sleep, I would fall asleep much quicker, whereas on the days I wasn't working out, I would be up all night, just the stress keeping me up. So I think it definitely does have a positive impact on sleep.
Hi, my name is Magdalena Jakob. I've been working out for about 1.5 years so far. However, it's been about 8 months since I started incorporating the use of resistance training instead of just doing cardio constantly. And I've noticed a dramatic change with not only my strength, but also my sleep patterns and my energy levels. I'd say that resistance training to me has definitely made a positive effect on my sleep because I've seen a significant change in how much energy I have throughout the day, as well as how easy it's been to fall asleep, whereas before I always had trouble with that.
So the general consensus from the interviews we conducted was that resistance training has a positive effect on sleep, but now we're going to get into the research and see what professionals and scholars have to say about it. Andy's going to start it off with the first article.
Yeah, so Ninos, the first article that I read was written by Jacqueline Andriakos, and she stated that, when you exercise your muscles and when you physically exert yourself, your body creates more of a compound called adenosine, which is a byproduct of energy consumption. Now, the process that your body goes through in order to break down the adenosine causes you to become sleepy. A fun fact is caffeine is a chemical that temporarily blocks adenosine receptors, which is what prevents you from becoming sleepy. And that's why people drink caffeine, in order to block their adenosine receptors and prevent themselves from becoming sleepy and to stay more awake and to stay more alert throughout the day.
Thanks for that, Andy. So this next article we looked at was in a sleep medicine review, and it looks at the effect of resistance exercise on sleep. What the authors of this article did was perform a systemic review of the literature to determine the acute and chronic effects of resistance exercise on sleep quantity and sleep quality. For the acute resistance training exercises, those were exercises performed either in the morning or evening, and it was a one-time thing. The chronic exercises lasted for an average of 14 weeks. What those studies found was that for the participants that engaged in the acute resistance exercises, there was really no effect on their sleep quantity or how long they slept. And that was actually the same case with the sleep quality. The studies were somewhat conflicting. Some participants had increased or decreased REM sleep. Some woke up or had sleep arousals more frequently during the night, whereas some did not. They had different amounts of time spent in various stages of sleep. Like I said, the studies were conflicting, so they couldn't really come to a general consensus. With the chronic resistance exercise studies, just like the acute resistance studies, sleep quantity wasn't really affected. Again, there was conflicting results where some people had an increase in their REM sleep, different amounts of time in various stages of sleep, but overall there was nothing conclusive. When we get to sleep quality, however, the overall data suggested that there was significant benefit to the sleep quality of the subjects. 5 of the 7 studies reported significant improvements in overall sleep quality, sleep latency, which is how long it takes you to fall asleep, sleep efficiency, mid-sleep disturbances, and these were measured using different criteria such as the PSQI, which is the Pittsburgh Sleep Quality Index. Yep. The PSD, which is the Pittsburgh Sleep Diary. So overall, it showed significant improvement in the sleep for the long term. And the way these studies were conducted was there was a control group, which consisted of individuals performing only aerobic exercise, and an experimental group, which included individuals performing aerobic exercise as well as resistance training exercises. So the study was pretty conclusive that resistance training does have a significant improvement.
Over a long period of time. Over a long period of time.
Yep.
Yeah, that's very interesting, Enos. Now, the second study that I looked at, which was conducted in January of 2018, looked at the individual response to overall sleep quality after 4 weeks of strength training within adolescents. Now, this study took 19 subjects who had reported sleeping issues and put them through a 4-week strength training program where they worked out twice a week. The Pittsburgh Sleep Quality Index, or PSQI as you had mentioned earlier, was used to measure their quality of sleep before and after the 4-week strength training resistance program. You see, this study was able to definitively conclude that a short-term strength training program is successfully able to improve overall quality of sleep. The average PSQI reported before intervention was 7.6, which indicates very, 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 very poor sleep. However, the average PSQI post-intervention, or after the 4 weeks were concluded, was observed to be 5.8. Now, the 5.8 is still indicative of poor sleep. However, it is a huge improvement from the 7.6 seen at the beginning of the experiment. So what we can draw from this article is that, you know, if you take a 4-week acute short training program, you know, 4 weeks long, and apply it to an individual, you will see overall improvement on quality of sleep. And this goes hand in hand with your article, you know, where they applied 14-week strength training program to individuals, and they saw drastic improvement on their overall quality of sleep. So Ninos, what can we, as well as the people listening to the podcast, take away from all of this today?
I think the research conclusively showed that resistance training affects sleep in a positive way, from sleep quality to sleep latency, sleep efficiency, just all aspects of sleep were positively affected. And of course, that's for long-term or chronic resistance training.
Yeah, you know, it was actually very interesting as well, because all the people we interviewed agreed with what was said in the research without even knowing it. Yeah. You know, they've all had their own hands-on experience with resistance training, and they've all seen drastic improvements within their own sleeping patterns since they began resistance training. Does that apply to you as well?
Yeah, I mean, as somebody who works out at least 5 times a week, my workouts mainly consist of resistance training, and when I go to sleep, I have no trouble going to sleep, staying asleep. I never wake up throughout the night. I would basically echo what they did and what the research does.
And that's been going on for how many years?
Well, I've been working out over 10 years.
Yeah, so it's been the case for a long time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, guys, it was a pleasure. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you all. I hope you learned something.